number 13109, Jennifer and Doug Hamilton, seeks variances from the side and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Larch Lane within the Piney Glade subdivision. The 911 address is 36375 Larch Lane in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 750. The applicant is seeking 3-foot variances from the 5-foot side yard setback and rear yard setback requirement for a proposed detached garage. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Daniel Koblenz, 1203 College Park Drive, Dover, Delaware, 19904.
Okay.
Jennifer Hamilton, 36375 Larch Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Douglas Hamilton, 36375 Larch Lane, Delaware.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I do. Yes.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Thank you. So we're here today. We are seeking a variance. We're trying to put a 2-car garage. The way the property is right now, when you go into the driveway with the setback, the building would be off-center, kind of behind the house. So the trailer, there's a trailer there now, single wide trailer, and that's in order to put the building within the setbacks that it is right now, put the building behind the trailer. So the idea of moving the trailer obviously is not something they would like to do. So just to kind of line it up with the driveway as you drive in, the building would just be right at the end of the drive. There's a precedent for it. If you look at the property directly behind, so there's a fence along their backyard, and there's a building sitting pretty much right on the property line there. And then the neighbor to in the 749 is family members, and they have 0 issues with them moving it over a little closer. There's also straight across the road, down just a little bit if you can. That looks different than... I'm lost. Sorry. Right across the street, there's a very large pole building sitting basically right on the line as well.
It's not enough.
So, yeah, it doesn't... That's weird. Yeah, because I see it on mine, but I don't see it on that one.
Yeah.
So. Oh, there, see? It's okay, go. So if the building is set behind the trailer, the idea is then there's no room to really access the backyard because it's set up so close to the building or to the existing trailer now.
I'd like to eventually move that trailer out of it and build a home, but you know, the trailer's in the middle of the property right now.
Also can't get any tree trimming of back, and we have had issues with branches coming down onto the trailer. With it as close as it is, it's hard to fit the equipment in the back.
What's the square footage of the lot?
By 125.
1.31 acres.
$14,375 square feet, sound about right?
Yes.
And the garage is going to be, if I'm reading this correctly, 24 by 24?
Correct.
Is there a well or septic on the property?
Yes, there is a well. No septic, just a well in the front, towards the left side.
It looks like you have approximately 19 feet from, I'm assuming the, that's the edge of the trailer to basically the front of the garage, is that?
That's if, that's with the new setback.
With the new setback?
Right. Yeah. That's what that's showing there.
That space in there, could that be shortened at all? I mean, if we moved for the back setback to move it forward just a couple feet to reduce, again, we're trying to reduce the setbacks as much as possible. Is that a possibility?
You're saying, they're saying if you move it closer and move it back that way.
If we moved it forward, that's the issue where we would have trouble getting equipment to trim the trees.
Okay.
It kind of shortens that space so you couldn't really go behind it.
Understood. It was a question.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to explain.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why we wanted the variance.
Right. Understood.
You're two feet from your rear property line, if I'm reading this correctly, and you're...
I think it was 5 feet.
I'm seeing, I see two here.
What we apply for is 2 feet on the side and rear.
Right. How are you going to maintain that if you have to power wash it? Or what? How are you going to, let's say, how's the roof going to be pitched? Is it going to be pitched on?
Yeah, when you're driving, you'd see that.
Okay, so that brings me another question. You know, you're shedding water basically... When you're onto your neighbor's property, are you going to gutter that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. If you went to power wash and you held a power wash gun sideways, that's 2 feet, you're like on your neighbor's property trying to power wash your property.
There's a fence, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, so just the questions I have about that. I mean, 2 feet is not much. It's not much to maintain your property and without being on somebody else's property. I understand there's a fence there, but even more of that. Can you maintain that or?
Worked in small spaces.
We have been in small spaces, but it definitely will be tight. We can do it. Want to encroach on anybody else in the right.
There is a fence there, both on the back and the side?
Not on the side, just on the back.
Just in the back?
Yeah.
Just in the back. See the overhead again? Back, and then there's...
They actually, on the side, they have like the temporary, I guess it was put up at some point when they were... Property lines. Both properties, from what I understand, were related, so they were sold within a year of each other.
There's some chicken wire.
On the side, you're saying?
Yeah.
And the one on the right side is his sister.
There's a driveway going to where the old building would be?
Yes.
and if you're looking at the front of the property, your sister is to the right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
It's up to the corner.
Okay.
Oh, so the house that the side's going to be kind of encroaching on is the family member's property?
Yes.
Somebody else, if she moved or somebody else was living there, it's getting pretty close to their
She bought it so she could be next to us.
Yeah.
And if she sells it, we would purchase it for one of our children.
So one question, what's the use, general use of the
garage?
The garage.
Just a garage.
One car, two cars?
Two car garage.
The only reason I ask is, you know, it's 24 by 24. If you only had one, then you could make a slightly smaller garage. Just trying to, again, use as little as space as we can. The variance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the things that I've noticed here, and this is something you should understand, you are already getting a reduced setback. Normally, you would have a larger setback than what is offered here, which is 5 feet. The reason it's 5 feet is because the proposed structure is less than 600 square feet. If it was larger than that, you would have to meet a larger setback both on the side and the rear. So what you're seeking is a more than 50% variance from that already reduced setback. Are you aware of that?
No. So that was when I called in. I'm the contractor, but I never said that. But when I called in and talked to the county, I was told 10 feet side and rear, which is why we were like then five. You understand what he like?
Yeah.
A little different conversation, five versus 10.
I understand that, and when I look at this, when I look at the plan you've presented, it seems to me like it could certainly be more than, it certainly could meet 5 feet from the side being moved more to the interior. And you've mentioned that you had concerns about being able to reach the rear yard, but if it's brought 3 feet closer, that would appear to reduce the distance from the pole building or garage to the house from 19 feet to 16 feet. Drive aisle is anywhere from 12 to 15 feet. So explain to me why you wouldn't be able to get equipment back there or why you wouldn't be able to access the rear yard for tree trimming or other things.
It's very tight in that area, and to pull the vehicle as well into it, I find it very close to the trailer.
Well, you know, one of the things is that you have to demonstrate that you cannot reasonably use the property in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. There's no shed on, there's no garage on there right now, right?
No garage.
Has there ever been one that you're aware of since you've owned
it? Just a shed.
And you testify that you're planning on, at some point, removing this and building a house. When is that in the distant future? Is that in the near future?
Yeah, this is the idea is to take our garage and then we can
store it.
So now we've got a situation where we're going to have a garage that's going to be 2 feet from the side and the rear, so that you can use that for storage while you build a house that could fit anywhere on that footprint. Wouldn't it make sense?
Sure. We're still, I want to restore the trailer. He wants to put it.
So it's still in flux. Fair enough.
Yeah, we're not sure where it went.
Fair enough. I just want to make sure that we're clear on that.
Right.
Because it's not often that we get this isn't square, but it's fairly close to square lot where somebody's already getting reduced setbacks that they're asking for a variance from that. Are there, you said there's no septic system on the property. Has there ever been a septic system on the property that you're aware of?
It's
And I noticed you said it's wooded. I think you mentioned that, Mrs. Hamilton, that the property, there's some trees that you've had to trim at times. Are there trees in the vicinity of the area there that we're looking at?
We had some removed prior to.
Okay, so you.
Reduce the amount of trees that. Trying to maintain that look.
Branches, they are hanging over the trailer. One came down, put a hole through the roof, so we had to. It was still a little tricky.
I lived on a wood a lot. I understand the frustration. Is there, so the reason that you believe it can't comply with even the reduced setbacks is you don't believe you'd be able to get a vehicle into the garage?
It's very tight and difficult. Without clipping either the curb or the edge of the trailer.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Are there any further questions from the board? You can have a seat right here in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13109? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13109? There's no more questions for the board.
Oh, I do have one more question if I could. For the builder, if you would. The garage door that's going to be placed on this, is it double doors or is it a single door?
Two singles.
Two singles?
Mm-hmm. Further questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we deny case number 13109 for Ms. Jennifer and Doug Hamilton for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing for the following reasons. The property does not have a unique physical condition which created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. The applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed to strict conformity for Sussex County Code, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. The variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood or will substantially permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property or will detrimental be public to the welfare. And the variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief in the lease modification of the regulation at issue.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye for my reasons.
And I also vote aye. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13109 has been denied. Additional business?